soaping bread. My hair's too long and we're short on boots. I've got the COVID-19 blues. Filled up my tank in March and it's still on full. My beard needs a trim, it looks like steel wool. Temper's high at the end of my fuse, 'cause of hunkered down isolation blues. Filled up my tank in March and it's still on full. My beard needs a trim, it looks like steel wool. Temper's high at the end of my fuse, 'cause of hunkered down isolation blues. See, 98% of content on Netflix, even watched the Wayans Brothers White Chicks, but can't bear to turn on the news with these quarantined N95 blues. Saw protesters at City Hall with lots of death wishes. I can't even find the gumption to finish the dishes. Trying hard to understand these libertarian views, but I've got to stay at home and wash my hands blues. Didn't wear pants on my afternoon Zoom, but you've got the energy, the pow and the fume. I miss restaurants and house parties too, tangled up in social distancing blues. This virus has hit all races and ages, and we've all taken hits to our income and wages. But this is completely different than regular flus, the novel coronavirus blues. Some of you think it's too much to ask on your trip to Menards to put on a mask. A little autonomy is a small price to lose, with these may kill you if you get it and 80,000 have blues. The numbers aren't inflated and your civil rights aren't at stake, because Fauci recommends you shelter in place. Show some compassion and listen to cues, with these please don't call it the Chinese virus blues. And if you think misinformation is just fine, perhaps it's high time you get off of my timeline. So take your conspiracy ruse with yous, while I deal with these global pandemic blues. So let's mourn for lost jobs and lost lives, missing hugs, handshakes, and high fives. But not point fingers or accuse, with these all in this together, and by showing little kindness, we'll eventually get through these COVID-19 blues.